Nolte, Oscar snubs include Taylor Swift, Viola Davis, Lady Directors, she said. By John Nolte on January 24, 2023. My favorite part of Oscar season, other than not caring about Oscar season, is all the crybabying over the supposed snubs. Once upon a time, it wasn't crybabying. It was disappointment based on merit. People were sincerely disappointed because they honestly felt this or that talent deserved the recognition of an Oscar nomination. A long time ago, I sometimes shared this disappointment when I cared about the Oscars when the Oscars meant something. But now that the Oscars mean nothing as far as history or merit, now that the Oscars are a five-alarm joke and kiss of death at the box office, it's no longer disappointment. Instead, it's a tantrum of crybabying that has nothing to do with merit and everything to do with identity. As though the color of your skin, whether or not you have a vagina, or where you prefer to stick your sex organs has something to do with talent. Seeing people crybaby who are so broken they equate identity with merit and accomplishment is glorious. So let's revel in their butt-ache, shall we? You can see the full list of nominations here. And this year's winners for Best Snubs are Taylor Swift. Everyone expected her song Carolina from Where the Crawdads Sing would earn a Best Song nomination, which might boost the Oscars when Taylor performed at the Academy Awards. Sorry, Taylor, no Oscar for you. Viola Davis, she starred in The Woman King. Sorry, Viola, no Oscar for you. The Woman King, not a single Oscar nomination for a movie about an African tribe of she warriors. Sorry, girls, no Oscar for you. Danielle Deadwyler, she starred as the mother of Emmett Till in a very important movie called Till. Sorry, Danielle, no Oscar for you. Till, a very important movie about racism. Sorry, very important movie, no Oscar for you. She said, another very important movie. This one about how a couple of girls broke the Harvey Weinstein case. Sorry, very important movie, no Oscar for you. Will Smith, Slappy starred in a very important movie about slavery. Sorry, Slappy, no Oscar for you. Emancipation, a very important movie about slavery. Sorry, very important movie, no Oscar for you. Women directors, this is the one most of the crybabies are having a tantrum over. Sorry, girls, no Oscar for you. You can go to Twitter for more, but here's a top-shelf example of the affirmative action crybabies from Variety. The Oscars failed to nominate any women for directing this year, following two consecutive years of women winning the category. The Academy Award nominations, announced on Tuesday, did not include women filmmakers such as Sarah Polley, Women Talking, Gina Prince-Bythewood, The Woman King, Maria Schrader, she said, and Charlotte Wells, Aftersun, in the Best Director lineup. Women have won the category the past 2 years in a row, with Chloe Zhao taking home the 2021 prize for Nomadland and Jane Campion scoring last year for Power of the Dog. Nowhere in all this crybabying is there an argument based on merit as to why this or that lady director was more deserving than the guys who were nominated. And this is why the Oscars are now meaningless. Instead of being based on excellence and art, they have become everybody gets a trophy, and when everybody gets a trophy, the trophy is meaningless. Nobody cares about the Oscars anymore because it's become a social justice giveaway program, a reparations program. Hashtag Oscars, so stupid. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.